1 Thessalonians chapter number 2 and verse number 4, it says, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. For neither at any time used we flattering words, as ye know, nor a cloak of what? Covetousness, God is witness, nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ. He says, look, I'm not trying to like come here and speak smooth words to you so you can put money in the bank. That's not my motive. I want you to grow in the knowledge of God. Okay? And someone who is not covetous is going to tell you exactly what the Bible says, regardless of what happens. We've had look, our church is not even a year old. We've had people walk out of the church, the services, because they got offended at something that I said. You know, we've had people just leave the church. I've had people text me and say, or call me right before church on Sunday morning and say, hey, we're not coming back, you know, because my wife got offended at this or something, you know, or whatever. And it's just like, dude, leave your wife. Amen. You know, who's running the home? Right. You know, if my wife ever gets offended, obviously, you know, I'm sorry, you know. But if I was at a church, my wife got offended, you know, she's not going to be like, we're not going back. I'm going to be like, no, we are. Suck it up. Amen. Right. You know what I mean? If it was right what the pastor said, we need to keep going back. You know, and we're not going there just so we can hear peace, peace, right, when there is no peace. Okay? But we've had people walk out. I remember one time when I was preaching a sermon on the sodomites, you know, someone just stood up and just walked out. And I didn't even know that they got offended. I thought they were just taking a phone call or something. But later on, he was a visitor. But later on, the guy who invited him said, yeah, he got offended at that. I went to go talk. He was out. He literally waited outside until the service was done. And I said, hey, thanks for coming. He's all, I don't want to talk about it. He's like, I don't agree with you. I was like, all right, well, you know, take the verses that I used in the sermon and look them over. You know what I mean? I think it was pretty clear. And look, it wasn't even the hottest part of the sermon. I was like revving up, but I wasn't even there. It wasn't even on fourth gear. I think I had it on neutral for a little bit. I think I said like fag or something like that. Or I don't know what it was. But they got up and walked out. Right. You know? But you know, that's going to happen. Amen. And pastors, that don't have to be necessarily a goal to have people walk out. But if they do, you know, don't let that be a discouragement to say, oh, you know, maybe I shouldn't say fag so much then, you know? Because people are just going to keep walking out if I say fag. Well, you know what? The people who walk out when you say fag probably need to walk out.
Amen.
Okay? If you can't handle it, then get out of the kitchen. Amen. Maybe you need to go home and read your Bible and pray a little more to get some guts and get some stones and some backbone to hear that kind of preaching.
Amen.
All right? And look, church is not just for everyone. It's for the believers.
Amen.
Okay? And if you can't handle that type of preaching, then go listen to Joel Osteen. Okay? You're like, well, he's a compromiser. But you fit in great with him. If you can't take that kind of preaching.
Amen.
You know, and I grew up spiritually hearing people say, yeah, you're going to turn people away. And you can't preach like that. You can't be hard on people like that. But you know what? That's contrary to what the Word of God teaches.
Amen.
Rebuke and reprove. Right. But it says exhort too. But it says rebuke and reprove first.
Yep. Right.
There's two negatives and a positive.
Right.